Ion, you said a couple of weeks ago that we are a capacitor in flux.
Flux, yes.
Do you mean in flux as in a state of flux, continuous change?
No.
Do you mean as a substance used for helping to melt or join metals?
What's iron curtain number three?
The arrival of a large amount of something.
Yes, number three.
Does this have something to do with the living carbon?
Yes.
In the I-cell, which you say is the God particle that we are trying to transform into a transfer. And then once we transform, then we transfer. So can you talk a little more about that and what's involved in the transformation? That's the living carbon that's in our bodies. That's what is turning our blood into the blood of the Lamb.
The radiant energy in a beam of electromagnetic, thermal, or acoustic radiation passing through a unit normal section per unit time.
You just described a capacitor?
No. Radiant flux density.
Let's talk about transforming. Once you transform, then you transfer.
Sometimes you change mute.
You were talking about portals and teleporting with Legend earlier.
Yes.
When you're talking about transferring, are you talking about transferring to parallel worlds?
All those. Everything that a rabbit can do is done.
So going back to transmutation or transmuting, is that the
new carbon? Probably.
Right, and then allowing ourselves to recognize and access the energy that is?
You already do that. Is the answer to your question the definition that you'll use to prove that it's taking place? That seem to work, does it?
Well, I guess what you once said, Ion, that coming back into our power is as easy as turning on a switch.
It is. You separate your power by flipping a switch. There's
this
great big switch here, and you're God, and all the power flows from you. And then you take the best tie, and you flip the switch on the best tie, and then all of a sudden, you cross the stream. When you cross the streams, you fall. Now you're failed terminally, the terminal fall. Because now you're so powerful, the power still flows, but you have put it through the best tie. You have to have a key to unlock the best tie to re-arc or reboot or re-get the switch gear.
So we transfer from the state of being separated from our power to the state of being in our power.
That's right.
Correct?
And you do that. Then you have to watch your meters and your gauge. Because now if you're like opening this, it's huge to open a gear. And that's huge. Because that's all the flow. And it can flow either way.
We can switch back and forth?
You do.
From separation to merging.
And
so we're doing that now, where we're switching back and forth?
You sort of are, and it's a mess.
That's the transmutation. As we transmute, as our cells transmute.
He's describing how we mutate you.
So there's a key. Do we have the key yet?
Bob does.
I won the Armageddon, remember, a couple weeks ago.
As he nervously washes his hands.
I'm not washing my hands. Rest assured, people, I'm not washing my hands.
So, Ion, does that mean that the doors have been unlocked by the key that Bob has?
That's Bob.
Bob, did you unlock the doors with the keys when you prevented Armageddon?
Yes.
It was just
a stunt.
It was just a bad day, and he was. He bought his train ticket to Megiddo, Valley of Megiddo already, so don't worry about it. He's now trying to get all schmoozy with Howard Buffett so he can get on the inside train of Jet One so he can get there a little faster.
That's Warren's brother, Howard.
Son.
Warren Buffett, I just listened to an interview where he said he would bet money that Hillary Clinton will win the presidency.
Yeah, and she's going to do it because out of revenge. No, not revenge. Hillary's going to do it pissed off that men didn't do their job. And she hates doing the job, and she's the only one left to do it. There'll be no presidency after her. And she's stuck for the next bunch of years with that stupid role. She's not a very happy woman with that prospect.
Well, what is it that the men didn't do?
Right.
Bob.
They didn't follow Bob's methods. They didn't follow Bob.
Well, the last one's got to stand and got to turn over the realm to Bob. So it might as well. He wants to see her kneel before him than someone else. Much more
fun. It's going to be fun having her hand the fucking power to me.
All we ever said was that both Bill and Hillary would be buried next to dead president.
So it takes the first woman president to hand the power over to Bob.
Yeah.
Got to be a woman.
Yeah.
Loving every minute of it. He turned the page just like Paul Harvey would say. Page 2.
And that's the rest of the story. I wanted to ask a question, too, about the number 33.
Okay.
Ooh.
Is it significant? It seems to be coming up a lot. I know, Bob, you're a 22 guy, but for some reason 33 has been popping into my experience.
Well, let Bob babble on about it. He'll probably change your life.
Well, there's the 33, Jesus' age, when he started
one?
The one that's in the Bible. I don't know which one did what.
It's a mixture of all three. Yeah, you would
They go on in the Bible about 33 being the age of when he started doing his work.
Yeah, and it only lasted a few months. He was
and then there's the, and then there's the 33rd parallel.
That's outer kingdom knowledge. You're just playing with it, though, right? You're just experiencing it.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, and I know that you talk about the cube root of 8 a lot, Ion.
That's
2. Well, that's 2, but there's 3 of them.
There's Genesis 33. Jacob meets Esau.
And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came. And with him 400 men, and he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother.
That's the description of the transfer of power for Rob.
And bowed himself to the ground 7 times.
Which verse was that, Gene?
3.
And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children and said, "Who are those with thee?" And he said, "The children which God hath graciously given thy servant." Then the handmaidens came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, "What meanest thou by all this drove which I met?" And he said, "These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord." And Esau said, "I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself." And Jacob said, "Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased me, and thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go before thee. And he said unto him, my Lord knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. Let my Lord, I pray thee, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goeth before me, and the children be able to endure, until I come unto my Lord, unto Seir.
S-E-I-R.
And Esau said, let me now leave with thee some of the folk that are with me. And he said, what needeth it? Let me find grace in the sight of my Lord. So Esau returned that day on his way unto Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth and built him a house and made booths for his cattle. Therefore the name of the place is called Succoth. And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram, and pitched his tent before the city. That's the end of verse 18.
For 100 pieces of silver he brought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, the plot of the ground where he pitched his tent. There he set up an altar and called it Eli Halam of Israel.
He bought a parcel of a field. Does this have anything to do with the property in California you and Evan talked about?
Dun, dun, dun. Hyperbole. One of these things is not like the other. Now, if you just had some silver that you didn't want, and you just had a sand that you were going to buy, and if you just had a VIX that was going to expire, and if you just had an option that was about to come due, and if you just had a Bob, oh, Bob, oh, Bob. Ralph Stanley made a song about, oh, Bob, won't you spare me over for another year?
I guess that's the cue for legend talking about my messiahship.
Sounds like we're all going to come bowing before you, Bob. Are we all going to?
I will not have that.
That's what you say. That's what you say right here. I've had enough.
I advise you to start making videos about me. That would fare better for your destiny.
It'll give me some Bitcoin for it.
Verse 9, and Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto myself.
And that's the...
Now, we have many messages from old Angela. Everybody remember old Angela? Old Chad and Angela? Angela says, money isn't gold anymore. Gold is gold and money is money. Then she says, useless global currency. The reason the Twin Towers fell was because of all the bank records. Then she says, that were located in them, the Twin Towers. Ion, would colloidal graphene be good for bones?
No.
Is the Shema frequency in any way affecting our changes?
You got to ask it a different way, because it's from a skewed position. If we say yes, it's not correct. If we say no, it's not what you'd hope for. So,
in the ionosphere, is this electromagnetic vibration going on?
No, but it's not going down, but it is being retrieved. Not going down, but it's being retrieved.
By what? By the changes of now?
The becoming of now. Now is merging that world. Just now. No, wait, it's gone. In just a minute. Wait for it. Now. Oh, shit, it's gone. Okay. Wait for it. It's coming.
Yeah.
Just wait. Just one sec. Just wait. And ready, Mark. Dead. Ready. Now.
Now.
Now it's gone again. Okay.
Are you demonstrating a wave ion there?
Yes. 6.38147 megahertz.
So I am a physical pole shift that we were led to believe that the Schumann's resonance reading was going to indicate. You're suggesting that it looks very, very different from what the scientists say a physical pole shift is.
So the scientific knowledge about the Schumann frequency doesn't apply anymore.
It's never
merging. So it's merging with itself or with other frequencies?
Well, the traditional definition of a physical pole shift is when the magnetics of the planet cause the crust of the planet to actually move. So when north goes south and south goes north, the land masses go with it. But,
yeah.
Ion, you're saying that that definition is hogwash.
Pretty much.
Correct?
Yes.
So we could call it a pole shift, but it's something very, very different.
Correct. And that's why we have this hard time of trying to gather all the spectral peaks of a low, 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 super low, can't hear nothing low portion of Earth's world. Seems ridiculous. You don't gauge your atmosphere by its clouds. Why would you gauge your Earth by its frequency?
Another thing that I didn't consider that Bob mentioned is that there's actually many worlds that are parallel. So they're all somehow resonating, vibrating, and doing their own thing.
Like you.
Yes.
Like humans.
So does that mean it's becoming much easier for little men to transmute and move to parallel worlds or bop around?
But you're doing that anyway, is the point.
Are there any differences now that are evident that weren't last week?
Yes, Evan Ray is not here.
Are there ways for us to become more conscious of when we do it, when we jump?
You'd rather you be cognizant rather than conscious.
Okay, to know. Can we get to know it more clearly?
Yes.
Is there a way for us to do that?
Yes.
Can you describe it?
Yes.
Would you describe it?
No.
Okay.
Ask Bob.
Is that part of being in our power?
It would certainly be, but ask Bob.
Ask me.
Jean, I think it was, just said a little earlier, we are already jumping.
Yeah.
And you do that. Do you know when you are jumping? Do you do it consciously?
I notice it.
Can you describe for us how you notice that you're jumping?
I suddenly say, where the hell am I? A shift happens. All of a sudden, I'm looking and not recognizing where I am. That's the way it feels. Then I sort of have to relax, say, okay, I went somewhere else. Then I triangulate, get my bearings, multiply by 22, divide by 3 orgasms, jack off Dave Neufeld, and make a video, and then pray for the best.
Sounds cumbersome.
Yeah, the first part's the only real part. You notice it because suddenly you don't know where you are. You suddenly say, well, why does this look different? That's how I know it.
Cooked by accident.
Yeah, I don't make an effort to do it. Walking to the beach, all of a sudden everything looks odd. Different color, strange people. Just overtakes you. So then you say, oh, yeah, I just shifted. And then you walk along, and then you might shift back or not.
Well, Ion just produced that new shift to Mars people. They do it at will. They intensely teleport wherever they want to go.
they're restless people, restless souls, restless beings. They have to go somewhere. I don't have to go anywhere. So I'm happy where I am. So it's forced on me. So I can appear human. Okay, Bob, you're going to have to make a little shift. Everybody else is hankering to shift. You're going to have it whether you want it or not. But these other people, where are they rushing off for?
Careful, don't step in your shift.
Shift happens.
Why are people so preoccupied with other worlds and being able to jump in and out of worlds?
Well, those people at the Ramataj, they use that portal as a convenience. They don't get on airplanes, or they don't go through security checkpoints. They teleport. He just went on all those airplanes and traveled the world. He went to Europe and New Zealand, and he was on.
I'll never do that again.
Security checkpoints. He had to go through all that dribble.
Never had to take his shoes off.
Yeah, but who cares? I'm saying if he knew how to use those portals, like those shifters over there at the Lombardies, he'd just go in and out of every other portal he had access to and do it
at
will.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go anywhere. Everything comes to me.
He just traveled the world. He just went around the world.
That was a mistake.
I know. Traveling is a pain in the ass going to the airport.
It is. It wastes a lot of my timings were wasted in transit. Not when I got someplace and did some things, but the actual time and cabs and airports and lineups and waitresses, you know, just gets on your nerves after a while. I could have been talking to you, legend.
That's right. A lot of delays in those airports, too. But, you know, those shapeshifters, they just go pop in and out of that Lombardage at will. They go from France to L.A. to Paris to Tokyo.
Not anymore.
Why, what do you put a block on it?
Yes. I put a block on it. ION has changed the situation.
So the portals aren't open anymore?
No, I don't think that's it. I don't know if ION would go into any details, but we are advised to have a different attitude towards it right now.
Well, you have a blending of environments.
Yeah. A lot of wormhole flux and confusion right now, as Ian said an hour ago.
Is it similar to one of those Fringe episodes where they were kind of jumping back and forth?
Yep, that's happening.
Yeah. Play that one night in Bangkok, that thing.
Hey, Ion, was the reason that Bob didn't have to take his shoes off at the airport because he shifted into another parallel reality where that wasn't necessary?
He doesn't like taking his shoes off.
Yeah, and you just have to book ahead of time. You know, what do you call it, Carolyn? What do you call that thing? You get a boarding pass before you go there. It's a new policy. And there's all kinds of people doing it. You do a check-in ahead of time. Look at Ian trying to drown it out. You check in, you get a boarding pass, and then they'll put you in a separate line, and you don't have to even show your computer.
Everybody who gets on the airplane has a boarding pass, Bob. And
I know.
You check in a day before, Ion.
It doesn't matter, Bob. That's not procedure.
What are you talking about? Here, Carolyn, a day ahead, books a boarding, checks me in, sends
it's
me something.
It's not normal
I do
procedure,
with it. It doesn't work, so I go to the hotel. They do it for me. And then I hand the piece of paper at customs, and they say, you just go through, buddy. Well, whatever, is it transportation security, TSA or somebody, you know, somebody's going to be my friend for 15 seconds, you know, real good friend.
I'm not really flying today. I'm just trying to find the most local Apple store so I can buy one more SIM card.
I need a new SIM card.
I don't know how to turn it on to find one. Okay, if I go through this line right here, that I wouldn't have to take my shoes off. Is there an Apple store just beyond those doors? Yes,
I asked that question at every airport. And they all told me there was. And I'd go there, and there wasn't any proof I was in a parallel world. I never was told accurate directions, ever. Never. Matter of fact, I started doing a game. I'd stand on a corner and say, well, how do I go here? And they'd tell me. Then the next guy come on. I said, how do I go here? And then I'd say, well, the first guy right here said the other way. And then they start arguing. Then I get a third guy, and he come in, you have a fourth way.
And they called us, and we said, Bob, you're there. Where? There. On that corner. The corner you're trying to get directions to is the one you're standing on. Oh, well, no wonder no one will give me right directions.
Anyways, it was a lot. I created temporary autonomous zones all over Europe.
Can you explain the point you were trying to get at earlier with me and the multiple me's and the line of questioning and so forth? You were saying that I had asked apparently the same kinds of questions over and over and over again. Can you explain the point you're trying to get at with that?
Yeah. You keep asking the questions, we keep answering them, and you keep asking them. Just like this one. Is there another question? That I've already
like, no, enough. I'm done with the multiple, the round the rosy tree or whatnot.
Yeah. Listen to your question. You're done with the round the rosy thing, whatever it is. Hey, Ion. Is there something that you've already told me that you can tell me that you told me that I could be told that you told me that I was told?
Okay, all right. Pretty ridiculous.
Do the math on that. I mean, it's like...
I've already done the math on it. It doesn't get you anywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
What I want to get to is your point to begin with. Is there something I should be asking or looking for?
Four pi.
Ion. 2 weeks ago, you mentioned about matriculate with the amended stages of apprehension. The matriculate that you mentioned, is that a reference to following the cloud or entering in some type of body?
Cloud.
Is that also a relationship that you mentioned last week that we're moving into non-physical? Is there some type of vibrational change that's taking place?
It would have a shift, but you may not notice it vibrationally at first. You might when buildings are falling down.
Is the soul disengaging or changing with this elimination to breathe?
It's going the way of prana.
Prana, P-R-A-N-A.
Going the way of prana.
That's a good one.
The breath.
So
prana is breath.
Yes, but it's not the type of breath of what we think. It's not connected to the air. It's kind of mysterious, but that's interesting. So that means that we're at the point now where we're actually able to control our environment by more exhaling than inhaling. Well, actually, we don't inhale, so do?
He said do.
Okay, because that explains, I've been experimenting with exhaling in my environment, and it changes everything.
Of course. Your landscape is no longer a mystery. Get the short-handled shovels and bury the five bodies.
Hey, Bert, any comments on McLuhan last week, the great McLuhan lecture?
Bob, that is awesome. That's a whole other subject, but yes, that's...
Okay, take that, whatever stands out, and relate it to Ion. Watch Ion diss it or destroy it. Let's connect this to Ion.
Okay. He mentioned about the electrical environment, how electronic environments accelerate all processes, especially those of apprehension and learning.
You're saying that's what McLuhan said?
Yes. What made me think about Ion is that the environment was basically a better teaching machine than actually going to school. People always respond to the environment better than they respond to actually being taught. It made me think of Ion with this new environment, how those who engage in payday, we get this, even those who don't even call in or speak are affected by Ion with this new environment. And some people are learning.
He said, yes, Bert. He said, yes.
Yeah. Great.
He's not listening to us. He just wants to hear himself talk, Bob.
No, he doesn't.
He fucking, look at the level. He's put us into a whole new area of relevance.
So let's go. New level. Let's go.
So Ion's, basically what's taking place now is that Ion's presence in the environment is accelerating the frequency. So you either respond to it, get your shit in one bag and get happy, or you're definitely going to open your bag up and get out.
Ion's accelerating the Garden of Eden, the machine of the Garden of Eden.
Trick or treat.
So, Ion, is the soul disengaging or is it going away right now?
nothing that's created can go away. It's just that the soul has no function, no job. Is that the correct way to say it, Ion?
Ion, will we be...
Wait, Gene, we're waiting. We're waiting for him to respond to Bert's question and my supplementary. I think I'm going to drop another fucking stupid thing.
Everything else gets run over until Bob has a supplement, then everything stops.
Yeah. Well, at least I know what Bert's talking about.
Paraguay.
Oh, shit. Okay, so Paraguay is related to the soul.
Dude.
I heard this week, spiritual man is vibrational. If we're moving away from spirit, so the vibration is changing, or the vibration is going away?
Does that go away? It may change, or it never goes away.
You did just say what I said there, Bert. Once created, it can't go away.
Does the soul have a frequency?
Yes.
Does the soul have a vibration?
Yes.
The vibration or the frequency of a soul, is it over 6.3814, whatever you said earlier, or is it under?
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Is it smaller than a Coldplay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to go back to the soul because that sort of, it overlaps. From my understanding, the physical and the non-physical, it also has a connection to the mind, but it's changing to the fact, is it opening up because the soul is a recorder. It records manifested and unmanifested creation. So with this move into non-physical, it seems that there's a change where it's pairing off and it's there, but it's not functioning. Is that correct? Too many words?
We like them.
So the more that we say, for instance, that we're active, the more that we're involved in exhaling, running, swimming, anything like that, are we accelerating the process to move into non-physical?
No.
Is air and the visibility change referencing the Emerald Tablet, is that changing now with this flux and we're moving into non-physical?
No, we'll see.
When you mean see, is that actually seeing with the eyes, or is that an experience?
It's a substation.
Substation.
Okay. Last week I heard you mention that sometimes non-physical is spirit, but sometimes it's not. Can you outline the factors that define that difference?
Do that by the sameness. Compare the sameness.
Ian hasn't talked about sameness for years. That was an old theme. What was your question, Bert, just so I can note it? What were you talking
about? What it is that last week when he opened up that we're moving into non-physical, there was a question about spirit.
Yeah.
And he said sometimes non-physical is the Holy Spirit, and then sometimes it's not spirit. So it makes me think that when I remember, I don't remember what clip it was, is that I remember hearing Ion defining, when Bob mentioned spirit, Ion said, no, let's consider it non-physical. So just hearing that last week, that's really an interesting subject of physical, non-physical, but then non-physical can be the Holy Spirit. Also, non-physical cannot be spirit.
So, Bert, as you say those words, the image you're attaching to the word spirit, the image you attach non-physical is what Ion's probably responding to. So if you have whatever your image is, then Ion says, no, that's not it. And then you come up with another image when you say spirit a little later, and Ion says, yeah, that's the correct image. So he's probably responding to the images you're associating when you say the words.
Or disassociating with.
Wasn't there a definition of spirit last week about a spirit being breath as well?
Right. Spiritus.
Spiritus.
Does that mean, Ion, we're moving into non-physical, but that we're becoming more cloud-like then, as far as our interaction with the environment?
Pretty much.
Remember, Ion saying the chip body merges with the chemical body. So what are our images of the chemical body, and what are our images of the chip body? And then what are our images of them coming together?
Is the chip body like the astral, or what some people would have called the astral?
No, it's what reparations were made to regarding the astral.
Yes, yeah, see, it changed the astral. That was my major prediction 20 years ago. That was my contribution to human knowledge, human mortar.
So this is a combination, or is this a total change of the landscape of the astral?
Yeah, total change in the landscape.
Does it function more digitally, or is this just a kind of an overlay of the Android meme over the astral? What way does this work?
What are your images as you say these words?
I'm thinking of the Android meme with all its different ways of representing. You know, you've got your text and your visual and your sound, the music, all these things kind of combining in ways that might be more artificial in some way. I'm not really sure, Bob.
Yeah, I know. See, there you're going on with no imagery.
I barely remember my dreams, and those that I do, I don't think of it as being part of the chip landscape.
Now you're going to have to start thinking of it.
Yeah, but what way is different? You're saying this is new, but since when? Since the 80s, Bob?
I'd say since 2000, since Y2K failed.
You know, there hasn't been a major shift that I've noticed in the way that my dreams represent themselves to me. And you're looking for the change in the landscape and the environment of the astral, and I honestly don't perceive it.
Are you arguing or boasting?
Neither. You're telling me that the landscape is changing.
Let's call bragging.
I'm doing neither. I'm just, what is it that I'm, you know,
yeah, look how you go on and on. Look how Bert just says a few words and we get somewhere. So you're going on complaining, talking about yourself, throwing in definitions you don't even know. See, you say, just say 10 words.
Sure, what the man said, 10 words.
Yeah, 10 words is the new rule.
Ion is electricity light.
Hey, fuckface, Suzanne. We're testing Andrew, you know.
You
this one's
going to
dive in, you fucking get up
that.
On the board and start doing flips.
I am describe the
that
difference
wasn't
to the
me
landscape after 2000.
It's money don't come in rubber bands, I don't want it.
Oh, now you got to fucking quote yourselves again. See how you fucking deteriorate the level? Bert, get us back on the level you took us to.
Back in the battle again.
Ion, are you increasing our imagination?
Hell no. That's what's wrong with you now. You imagine yourself in the
very good question.
So we are moving into an environment.
No, fuck all that. You're moving into a land of knowing.
Ion, does that change our bias so that we're not, where we read?
You won't have one anymore. It won't change.
You won't have one. You won't have one.
You won't have a bias of any kind.
The only bias you'll have is the way you like your blah, blah.
Suzanne is fuckface one, fuckface two.
Yeah, that's right.
you can cut your lock very thinly on the bias.
Cut your lock very thinly on the bias.
Yeah.
That'll be the only bias you have left.
Are there eight suns because we're meant to be cubed?
You are very cute. I don't know if you mean to be or not.
Eight what? What was it you said? Eight suns?
Well, Bert had asked about...
Oh, eight suns. Oh. Yes, eight suns.
No, seven sons or seven daughters.
May I ask a question? There were two sons.
Well, isn't Susanna doing fine enough? Do we need your input?
Bert?
Okay, let me get this.
I'm not asking.
Yeah,
see, look, let me get this. Let me get this. Look at Bert. Now stand back. Susanna's going in.
Bert asked okay. about two sons. And then Ion said, no, there's actually eight. Eight sons. And then Ion has before said that we are meant to be cubed. We as individuals should exist as cubed. I don't know what it's meant.
Either that or lies thinly on the bias.
Remember my press conference, Susanna? They asked me, what will happen, Bob, if you're elected president? I said, you'll be altered. And then they said, what will be altered to? And I said, you'll be more like me. In other words, you'll be more cute. See, there's the proof right there.
Yeah, I'm not saying cute. I'm saying cubed.
Oh, are you saying cubed?
How very
imaginative of you.
I am saying that we want to be cubed, not squared.
No, no, that was shaken, not stirred.
No, you said that we want to be cubed, not squared. And then you went into a discussion about a rhombic dodecahedron divided in half would give a pyramidal phase of consistent four square right angles.
But if you bruise the vodka, you can never make a very good martini.
Look, you got him up against the ropes there, Susanna. You actually quoted him back to him when he didn't know what to say. He just started singing a song.
Don't bruise the vodka if you're going to be cute.
And then you go on and said that if that were cubed, you'd have expanse, length, depth, and breadth, and that's what we want.
And 14 degrees of freedom.
And then you talked about that the cubed root of 8 is 2. And so that's what I'm thinking. It's 2, it's the Hindyades.
That's
three
one
more.
By means of it.
That's one by means of 2.
One by means of 2. She's doing great, Bert.
Yeah.
But Ion's not answering my question. Is if when we're
no, he's stunned. Oh. He's stunned at your question. Gee, you're more powerful than Ion. You know more about it than Ion does. Ion doesn't recall saying any of that stuff.
Bob, we said she was cute last week. She's still cute this week.
Well, thank you. And then you go on and you talk about laying the triangulation chart flat on a plane and then you cube it.
Mainly on a plane, yeah.
Then you have lines in between the spaces. And that the grid is getting wider. The 1 hour went around our world. And this is when we were talking about the plane. The plane disappeared in the Malaysian airliner. And I was listening to this recording, this archive, and you talked about triangulation as it relates to negative pH as well a couple of weeks ago. So I'm trying to tie it together.
Someone's been listening to you, Ion. Someone's been taking notes like an FBI agent.
How cute.
Am I getting anywhere, Ion?
Yes, yes, yes. Just by saying the words is heroic.
I hear Carolyn.
There's not one. Yeah, Carolyn's digging it. Not one person here would have done what you've just done.
She's watching. She's listening to a Monty Python skit. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, Carol's laughing at the movie she's watching.
All right. Well, here, let me keep going then, because I did keep going because this is a conversation you're having with Greg. And then there was some other conversation where Greg was talking about time and you replaced the word time with trajectory. And you said that that's how you triangulate. And then defining trajectory, you said the definition of trajectory was like it was a logarithm. And you get logarithm and you explain how logarithms are. You can get them by doing something with a hula hoop, repeating it over and over around a wall, then you get cycles
If you put a marker on the hula hoop and roll it around the wall, it'll make circles. And those circles are like a pipe that's going around. Those are frequency wavelengths.
Why don't you give a quick, you know, 2 or 3 minute summary of the 4X formula that these people never had access to, and we'll see who gets it and who not. If we just had a clear statement of the steps of making the 4X formula.
Okay.
I don't want to do it.
Triangulation is real simple. If you're trying to find the epicenter of an earthquake or find you or how your technology, your cell phone finds you, it triangulates. What that means is it pings the towers and measures the distance between those three points and then lands you where you are. Now, that's because you're so goddamn smart you don't even know where you are, that you have to have a machine look where you are, find out where it is, and then tell you. But I guess if you're going to believe that, then you're stupid enough to need it to tell you that in the first place. So, now, if you don't know, then triangulate. And the whole point of triangulation, this past, present, future, is because you created time so you can play with it. And then values within the time you can also play with. So you take a square triangle, a right-sided triangle, okay, and you put it on a graph where X and Y are clear on your two planes of your paragraph. And then the hypotenuse across that right triangle is a space, a fall, and you graph it. You have 3 points. You mark the 3 points, and then C is to A, and B is to C, and what C is to B is B is to A, and that's what C is to B. That's what you're going to find out is what the C is to B. If you know the 3 points and three values to it, you can pull out a future moment. You set what that is, and you can tell what the value or the price of the point will be at a future experience.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Yes.
Vector 3 means what to marker 17?
Epiphany.
A sudden understanding of what?
Andrew,
relax. Of which thing?
You don't know what you're talking about. Now, listen, Bert and Susanna, the serious students here, you just heard
and Jean.
A pretty good, dense summary of a very complex process when you're learning it. But once you know how to do it, it's pretty simple. But we never gave out that. I never explained that in public ever before. So that's what people got in the rewrite in private sessions. Last night I asked Ian, tell us what's going to happen tomorrow on payday. What's it going to be like? And he says it's going to be great information given out. Well, he just did it. He did something that Ian would never do before. So note that. Note what you heard. Go back and try to figure it out in your puny ways.
Thank you, Ion. I don't know.
Thank you.
But once what this is understood, then is there any need for portals and all of those things? You can just go anywhere, right?
Always remember that the nearest emergency exit may indeed be behind you. You're not talking about exits. You're talking about means of egress. There's a difference.
Look for the string.
Yes, look for the string for a specific point.
What are you citing, Andrew? Are you citing something about geometry or trigonometry you know about?
The string was in L'Hermitage, remember, that went through the worlds? And if you, he said if you weren't smart enough to be able to figure it out, you were to look for the string.
I don't think this applies to it. Could say that, but stick with the formula. Don't try to relate it to something else. Just try to figure out what Ian said.
Ian, what you described was a what I'm thinking of, one-dimensional graph with an X, Y, and you described the right-angled triangle. If you blow that up to three-dimensional, then you have the four right-angled triangles. And so in triangulation, is there more than one set of 3 points when you're talking about cubing it?
Yes, there's three of those sets. Or the potential for three of those sets.
And that's what gets the cubed root. or the root cubed is the number of points. Is that related to potential?
Can.
Are angle, degree, and perspective the three elements of triangulation?
No.
Length, depth, and breadth.
That's it. And the 14 degrees of freedom.
I have this, the 14 degrees of freedom have to do with the freedom of particles, of movement of particles within the atom?
Movement of everything. How many ways something can go?
That's the visualization of kinesis. That's the visualization of kinetic space. Visualizing kinetic space, movement.
Visual biases are us.
Could we use the angel diagram?
It's certainly in the angel diagram.
This formula is in the angel diagram.
The triangulation chart, is that the angel diagram?
No, it's included in it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, better one, in the blooming of the lotus flower.
We see reference to people pitching tents in the Bible. Does that have to do with triangulation?
No. It has to do with the housing of the homeless.
So the blooming of the lotus flowers, that's a reference to the blooming of the energy centers opening?
No.
The thousand petals.
We are literal. We are not visceral.
Remember, energy, electricity, and power don't apply anymore. So the energy chakras don't apply.
In what way are we to look at our progress in ascension, then?
Adverbial prepositional phrases just do not negate degrees of separation.
That was worth a try.
So we could consider the chakras as physical, then, because they're going away.
You don't consider them. They've always been physical. Don't you listen to the Black Eyed Peas?
Ion, is there a relation to the crown chakra reference to the thousand petal lotus to which we were talking about the lotus blooming?
No.
Bob, what was it you just said, that the electricity, energy, and power are no longer, what did you say?
The fields we use now are described as electron ionization of slack. And we came to that phrase because Ion would not let us use electricity, power, or energy anymore to describe anything to do with the fields of interplay. Because we never knew what they meant. The dictionary gives all kinds of meanings, just a bunch of babble. So we moved to a new level after the Armageddon and after Coldplay and what we're presenting, the living water. And that's your foundational field. Electron,
so
ionization
chi?
Of slack. What?
What is chi?
Not important anymore. None of those terms relate to the forces that are unleashed in the world today. The powers, the fields, the changes. Matter of fact, ion, this 4X formula probably relates to ion, electron ionization of slack. Wouldn't that be the better application of that formula would enhance the electron ionization of slack? Do you rest easy with my words?
We do.
I just gave ion slack. Did you just notice that? Look, I just made it go. Here we go. We do.
he
just came.
Well, earlier tonight, Ion gave a whole exercise to the lady in Sweden on how to lower her chi.
Right. Ion loves to play.
No, that was significant. You lower in her cheek so she can manage it. She wasn't grounded. Grounding doesn't have anything to do with energy.
Mm.
And that was specific to her.
No, everybody was doing it. It was okay. It'll lower everybody's chi. Except for Carmen Miranda.
Yeah, the electron ionization of slack is an expression of ground.
But where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
They're in San Diego.
That's like Where's Waldo. Are you familiar with Where's Waldo, Bob?
Some cartoon stuff in the 80s?
Yes.
Yeah, I never saw it. I can't, don't have any images for it.
It was sponsored by T.S. Eliot. It's in the LaRouche quadrants. You should know this.
No.
They planted, yes, because it was planted there by the Queen, and it has not been obsolete yet. So it can't move into the Thompson quadrant until it gets obsolete out of LaRouchean.
Well, the Evergreens went on about the Waldo factor. What was that monster voice?
Monster dog.
Roxanna, does anything that we say relate to our field information that you brought in?
Field of folly.
Well, in a way, I think yes, because everything is vibration, and all sound waves are vibrational waves affecting each other.
Then everything must be empathy. So everything then must be empathy. If everything is foundation, everything foundation is vibrational, then it also must be empathy.
Yes, but there is like waves blending together. Some can also cancel each other or make themselves stronger.
The bonds or the capacity?
I think their capacity.
See, it all falls apart when we start picking it apart, doesn't it? May they rest in peace till we get there.
You say the chakras don't apply anymore because as point of energy.
Yes.
Chakras.
What will be replacing the chakras?
Bob can answer that.
Oh, that's easy. Electron ionization of slack.
In there.
This is connected to the hypothalamus.
Hypothalamus, yes.
Energy is replaced, Roxanna.
Mm-hmm.
You take back your power.
Mm-hmm.
Cold plate box. That replaces energy. Well, I actually should take that. We got to cancel that. Take back your electron ionization of slack. We can't say take back your power anymore.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So with the same, you could say it's take back your knowing?
No, just say electron ionization of slack.
I'm trying to understand this, what happened. You said the separation has to do with the electricity.
Yes, connecting leads to electricity. Connecting is the fallen state, so electricity is part of the fallen state, and that's what the Sistine Chapel shows, the man trying to connect across the gap with God. That effort to connect is the fallen condition.
Well, the example of how to get back to God.
Now that
Not
we have this new electron ionization of slack, that solves that problem of separation.
Yes, that's what I mean by field. So people say, go back to God, go back to this, God that. And these basic words that are repeated by everybody, we substitute those repeated words with electron ionization of slack. So you don't say, I believe God, or I am God. You say, I am electron ionization of slack. That's the core term, the core phrase that people always rely on in their languages. They always have some basic term, like the Indians, they like the big turtle, right? Turtle held up the world. No, we don't use turtle, we use electron ionization of slack.
I get ionization, but tell me what slack is.
You have to read the book of the subgenius, put out by the Church Subgenius. That's where slack is explained.
As it pertains to energy production?
Yes.
Good.
It could. Yes. Yeah, it doesn't mean it has to.
Well, the rules are always changing.
It's a description of the new, or our power retrieved that replaces the old idea of electricity.
Yep. What did you say, Gene?
It is a new description for our power retrieved.
Yes.
That is distinguished from the electricity.
And power and
replaces,
energy. Right.
Replaces what we consider to be electricity.
And power and energy, those three terms.
Power, energy, and electricity.
Yeah, I replaced.
You told us to save our names because that's going to be also important for the new generation of the new...
The new machine.
Electronionization of Slack.
Yeah, yeah.
So there
right.
is a link between, like, our hair and our nails and this mysterious
yeah.
growth with this.
That's right. The mysterious growth is electron ionization of Slack, which can't be stopped.
And this is, like, we are connected to some source.
Mm-hmm. The electron ionization
mm-hmm.
of Slack.
And that's
so
why we can be now eternal and young forever.
Yep. Young forever.
But, Bob, you said before that we didn't need those anymore.
What, our fingernails?
Yes.
I didn't say that.
The clippings. Throw the clippings away. We don't need them.
No, I didn't say that. I was drunk or something. I wouldn't stand by that.
You just throw away a fortune.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just trying to corner the market,
so
I told everybody, so there's a way.
That's what Mark could do with this silver. He melted down and make little containers for his fingernail clipping.
I mean, you could replace the word life with electron ionization of Slack.
And Roxana said that we were connected to that source, but...
That makes the hair and our nails grow.
Yeah, that makes the hair grow. Keep growing.
Well, can we also say that we are the source?
You could. You are electron ionization of Slack.
So far.
Yeah.
So far. See, it's always changing.
And I still don't think we have any new information about how that is on a collective manner. How are we all creator bad together?
We're not.
You're not.
So there isn't a collective source.
Yes, there is, but it's not shared.
Yeah, it's not shared. There's a good point.
Wow.
A collective source that is not shared.
In other words, little man invented the field of non-physical to die into, to commit suicide, and that is what's common to everybody dying into that environment. But it's not what holds gods together.
So there was no distinction between physical, non-physical, and...
Right. Originally, there was no non-physical. Before the fall, there was no non-physical. There was just electron...
View.
Slack
is what might be described as anti-stress in layman's terms, but that is a dangerous understatement of the nature of slack. Would you call a 1 liter intravenous bag of pure methamphetamines as anti-sleep?
Reading from the Book of Subgenius.
What?
What did you say about the Book of Subgenius?
Is that what he's quoting?
No. He's just quoting some college course he dropped out of years ago.
And activating all of our strands makes the electron ionization of slack somehow more effective in our system.
Yes, our technologies enhance that, the electron ionization of slack. I might say it helps you recall it, retrieve it.
So in a very slack manner, we're accessing a collective source, kind of like we access the cloud, and the cloud replaces our short-term memory.
I think, Ian, you should intervene at this point with a couple of words.
Okay. Happily.
There it is. Yeah, okay, happily.
Those were two words.
Ian, Bob described the hexad. He said that you defined it as the period of transformation from 2009 to now, with ionic hegemony happening, with hegemony defined as being domination or preponderant influence. He said that's the hexadic turmoil period. The arriving at the paradise is the octad, arriving at the book of Genesis. Do you agree?
No, it brings you up to the troposphere.
That would get into the septad?
It is.
Okay. You go to the septad, 7 before 8.
Yeah, that's my question. It's like, isn't there one in between there?
Troposphere.
Yeah, the septad. But he's called the troposphere. It's
no,
fierce.
That's what he's talking about. That this is where we start, and this is how it's going, this is how it was, and then that's that one, and this is that, and it's just accounting.
You're mumbling, Ian. You're kind of mumbling.
Is this troposphere like the new atmosphere with less oxygen, or what is what's the troposphere?
Is it the one with less oxygen, Ian?
Yeah.
The lower boundary of the stratosphere.
Yeah, troposphere is defined already. It has been defined before.
Can we call the atmosphere now troposphere, then?
I'd say it's becoming.
But a troposphere is one of the layers of the atmosphere.
Yeah, there's about 8 of them. 8 layers.
And the troposphere is related to the heptad. The 7th?
Yeah, it's the gateway to the septad, the 7th.
So other than including the septad descriptor there, Ion, everything else, do you agree with?
Too vague.
So, Ion, the last 5.5 years has been the hexad. Are we moving out of the hexadic the past few weeks?
And with enough line, when we disinter the 5 bodies, we'll be able to get away of even the bones. There'll be nothing left.
So our bones are changing.
Everything is.
Is this related to your, the carbon is alive? Is that people who are taking the RNA drops?
Well, it just is. It applies to everybody.
Everybody. Even those who are taking the RNA drops, their bones are changing.
They're falling apart, yeah. The radiation is eating them inside out. You notice these who could never get a bone marrow transplant recipient now? Now strange strangers walk in and everything matches. It's all going away. All the speciality of the human body is becoming glib, normal.
But when you say everything is changing, it's everyone is not changing in the same way. There's differences between the people that are taking RNA drops and the people that are not, and how they're changing. Would you say that would be true?
We could.
Not true, accurate.
Accurate. Would it be accurate?
It's embraceable.
Ian, I remember hearing a clip that stating, we call you Ion, which makes us think about the ionosphere, which is the space opening up between electrons and protons, but you are beyond the ionosphere. Is that correct? Are you beyond the ionosphere, which is the upper atmosphere of the Earth?
It's limiting, so no.
Yeah, we can't fit Ion into any system or any visualized chart.
Bob is a cubist. He doesn't believe in that.
What I'm trying to get at is that the ionosphere, which is what was mentioned earlier, that chromosome 14 helps the expansion of the space between the electron and proton.
That's covalent bonding.
Covalent bonding. The
14th ring, or maybe the 13th ring. 13th, 14th ring is in the angel chart. Covalent bonding versus ionic bonding, they're both real terms, Bert.
And don't mess up your carnage.
Carnage?
Mm-hmm. Over the window, remember? The inside, the outside.
Oh, yeah, the valence.
Balance.
Balance, then. The 14th and 13th rings.
Ain't that fabulous? So is everybody taking their remake?
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
Do you find it euphoric, or can, if you forget or miss, do you think that one you can tell?
I don't miss.
Good. That's smart. Have you noticed shifts in your body?
Yes.
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 You don't fatigue like you did, eh?
Very true.
Also on the limb side, though, because it's a great way to get the right combination. It allows you to slip through other things much easier. Makes your cells breathe.
Yeah, parallel worlding and stuff happens in the ion. Via the ion, I think.
Ion, is it still true that a person needs only one or two drops?
Well, they don't need anything. That's what you do with bread, is you need bread.
Yeah, sure.
But you would require it. You would require it. And if you get that much, you're going to want more, but that'll get you there.
It still sounds as if everybody who hasn't taken drops will wither away and die.
Well, see, that's not fair, because once they get the bread of life, they can probably catch up.
Ah.
So all our siblings and people around us that aren't understanding that the drops are very interesting, they could actually catch up with a drop of living water.
If they're giving you a hard time, we can just have them removed.
Apparently, they will remove themselves.
Apparently. But we can assist.
We're not. No hurry.
It's up to you. A good Old Testament, Levitical smoting is what we do there.
This is going to be available soon.
It's been available since the first Passover.
The living water? Passover just a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Is it on the website?
No. And you started to talk about Relight. You want to tell us more about Relight?
Makes your cells greasy.
Should we start increasing the Relight? Should we increase the Relight?
Describe the amount you're taking now.
3 teaspoons throughout the day in a liter of water. Should I increase?
Yeah, a little bit.
Another teaspoon? 2 teaspoons?
Another teaspoon or a half, yeah. Do a half first and then move to 2. It'll get you going.
All righty then.
Describe your elbow.
Which elbow?
The one that hurts.
It's sort of the elbow, but sometimes it feels like it's in the, with my bicep, that I can't straighten my arm out fully. Is that connected to my scapula? Because my scapula is fine. It is.
Well, but it is connected, but we're saying it's your elbow.
There are times where I cannot straighten, and I have an intense pain in my elbow, my right elbow.
We know. That's why we're asking about it.
Can you give me guidelines or an exercise that I can correct that?
Relax.
Thank you. Thank you also for helping me with my scapula.
Piece of cake, eh? Once you got over that shit, you knew it was going to get better. You didn't have any choice.
it's just amazing how two little simple exercises actually
change it all.
Yes.
Well, if you can move it around, okay, then you can move it to somebody else's house.
Yeah.
Well, if you can move it from foot to foot, you can move it to someone else's foot. So, hey. God's been living things for y'all this life. He has anything, everything stopped. Land the plane, stop, call off the dogs, get off the horses. He has anything, everything stopped.
With this change in flux that you're mentioning, Ion, is this related to connecting to all the spheres outside of the Earth, like we were just talking about the troposphere? Are we connecting now to all of those?
We could, yes.
Is that what is taking place right now with the increase in the new environment and our move into non-physical, that we are connecting to? Okay.
No, you can finish. It's okay with the answer still, of course. That's why you're so much fun.
I'm so much fun, okay? Thank you.
What do you mean, okay? You don't think yourself is fun?
Yes, I know I'm fun, but thank you.
Well, we say it, and then you act like you don't know what we're talking about, or you're trying to place it or apply it somewhere. The next
no,
thing
I'm not. I'm.
We'll tell you too clever by half isn't clever at all.
I'm not trying to be clever, Ion. I just
good.
Ask questions.
Yes, we just answer them, mostly.
Going back to my question is, we are now connecting to the stratosphere, the mesosphere, the exosphere, the ionosphere.
Yes.
Question about the heliosphere. Is that the last extension of our connection, the heliosphere?
No.
So will our connection go beyond the heliosphere?
That's just the beginning.
So right now what we are experiencing is our connection to the Earth and then the Earth's connection to the heliosphere right now. That is what is all bonding right now.
Okay.
And you're stating now that that is the beginning of going beyond that. So that's something very new then. Is that something very new?
No.
Are there other spheres beyond the heliosphere?
Well, sure.
Can you name one sphere beyond the heliosphere?
You haven't named them yet.
Does this relate to the ion electron clip where in that clip you mentioned that you were just given a description of what the RNA does? Is that something relating to what is beyond the heliosphere?
Not exactly, no.
But that is something old that is becoming new in our experience at this point.
That's being obfuscated, not obsolete. I'm getting busy. Bark, bark.
What we're speaking about, the RNA, and what I'm speaking of, I can't give it a name, but you gave a really extensive description in that clip. That is what's moving right now with you. Then, so that is like the controlling medium for
large.
Yeah. And that is also the medium that's the electron ionization of slag.
That's Bob, yeah.
Is the cloud the medium for the electronization of slag, or is it the same thing, the same element?
Same outcome.
That's pretty wild when you really think about that, though.
It is indeed.
But the cloud has the same meaning as electron-ionization of slack. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Or is equal to?
Regarding the sum force of.
To who? Philip Corso?
No. Regarding what?
The sum force of?
Yes.
regarding some force of?
The sum, S-U-M, force.
Oh.
The sum force of.
Yeah.
Bob's taking on English as a second language.
So the cloud is the sum force of our collective electron ionization of slack?
Yeah.
Is that?
Would you say, Ian, yes or no?
Yes, dabba dabba do.
Yabba dabba do. Not just do, yabba dabba do.
So electron ionization of slack is the sum force.
No, the cloud is the sum force of our collective electron ionization of slack.
She got it. We wish the same for you, Bob.
The cloud replaces our soul?
It already has.
It
It's keeping better track of you than your soul ever did. It knows what you desire, but to your soul, you had to do it before it could log it. This tells you what your desire is to be. There's an answer.
The cloud short circuits the soul, then.
Will. Well, human people do not need a soul. You just need retrieval. You need a golden retriever.
And did I hear you say that the cloud defines our desire, and you've said before that our desire is our knowing of what we're, what we have.
Resonant node.
This is Sarah. I wanted to ask about the old river control structure on the lower Mississippi River. If that ever were to fail due to a large amount of water, would that cause the Mississippi to run northward?
No. But it will fail. But see, it's to save knowledge.
Yeah, the river will go a different way, the way it wants to go.
Yeah, but to see, it's about 208 miles above, but about 190 miles south of where the shift will take place. So it's not quite key, but it's right up in there.
So it'll happen further north of the old river control structure.
Yeah, very good.
Near New Madrid.
Mm-hmm. Atchafalaya.
Atchafalaya.
Yeah.
So he goes, that's your fa-baba. What was the word he was saying?
Atchafalaya.
He's saying Atchafala, but it's Atchafalaya.
It's not.
What is that, a place?
The river.
It's an Indian word for the river, name of the river. I pronounce it Atchafalaya, or that's what it's said around.
You're getting new information here on the Mississippi reversing?
Yeah. I was wondering if it would reverse if the old river control structure failed, but Ion said no. It will fail, but it's going to happen north of that structure.
Right.
North of Louisiana.
Ion, can you tell us any interesting changes that will happen on the Earth in Europe that we should take note of?
What a euro won't buy.
Is that an earth changing?
Yes. It'll be the ruination of Manchester.
Manchester.
Yes.
Ion, do you know, or can you say the identity of the person who uses the pen name B. Traven?
Yes.
Will you give the identity of that person?
No.
Why is it such a mystery?
Or not to us.
Who's B. Traven?
B. Traven is Probably someone from Germany. He settled in Mexico. He wrote The Treasure of Sierra Madre, supposedly.
The pen name.
Yeah, the pen name is B. Traven.
And he was a German?
Yes. Settled in Mexico. Was he Traven Torzan?
It was very interesting. Because he was doing books, and he was writing about these hard conditions, for example, people working in the bakery, on the cheese, not having a passport. And he worked for oil companies in the jungle. And he has a very good insight of what, and that's, I think, on the 30s, I mean, it
sounds like in the colony of the exploitation of these countries. You
know about this, Sarah. Yeah, the stories are quite good.
What was that term you just mentioned, Ion?
We didn't say.
Yeah, why don't you repeat it?
Because we're not Peter.
Anybody catch that? He just he substituted... We're talking about Traven, and he brought in a point.
You wanted to know the identity.
Yes.
We tell it, don't hear it, don't ask, don't know.
Don't ask, don't tell?
Avita Zane.
Oh,
Avita Zane.
Dr. Shane Ion,